Louisville, Kentucky is the latest American city to come under federal oversight because of police violence. And that is the same situation Detroit found itself in 20 years ago when it entered into what's called a consent decree with the Justice Department. That consent decree lasted about a decade until 2014. Did it help? Let's ask Isaiah Ike McKinnon. He was one of the first black officers on the Detroit police force, where he served two decades as an officer and then chief from 1993 to 98. He's now an executive at the security company City Shield Security. Ike, hello.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
When you started on the police force, police brutality toward black residents in Detroit was a well-known thing. Tell us what happened when you were 14, when you were beaten up by four white police officers.
They grabbed me as I left school. They threw me up against the car. They beat me up. They called me names. Mm. And they literally dared anyone. The crowd of people watching this were all black. And they dared them to get involved. And I made myself a promise that day I was going to become a Detroit police officer to change and make sure those kinds of things did not occur to me or to anyone else.
You were on the police force in 1967 during what's called the Detroit Rebellion. The riots and the police response to it resulted in 43 people dead. What did you take away from that episode? Again, 1967.
Well, to me, it was a culmination of so many bad things that had happened to people of color in the city of Detroit. In fact, I was almost killed. I was shot at by fellow officers the second night of the rebellion.
They were aiming at you?
Oh, yeah. I was in uniform. I was driving home from my long day. I think it was 16 hours I had spent on patrol. And they pulled me over. Two white officers pulled me over. They had their guns drawn. I was in uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said that night, they said, tonight you're going to die. And they used the N-word. And I could not believe this was happening. It was like time stood still as they pulled their triggers and started shooting at me. Thank God they were bad shots. Oh. And they missed me. Yeah. So it was like in 1957, there I was beaten up by four white police officers. In 1967, as a young officer, I was shot at by fellow officers. So my life was almost ended twice in terms of the extreme brutality.
Wow.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, if we can jump forward to when you were chief in the 90s, that was just before this consent decree and some level of federal oversight went into effect. I imagine some of the problems were still there. Did some of that change in the course of this consent decree, which lasted about a decade?
Well, not only were some of the problems still there, but some of the people who had committed these horrible acts were still around. And things had to change. It was so important to make substantial changes. The police culture was basically us versus them. That is, the community of Detroit, and I'm sure other cities too, versus the police department. The police basically felt that they had a right to do what they wanted to do and that no one could stop them from doing those kinds of things. And in fact, we go back a few years when we had our first African-American mayor, Coleman Young. The officers, most of the white officers, I mean, they despised Coleman Young, and they did not want to do the things that he wanted to change. And that made a big difference, not only for me, but for other officers who came up through the ranks to try and make substantial changes in, number one, the people we hired, how we trained them, and how they treated people within the city of Detroit.
So, if I can put a yes or no question to you, do you think this consent decree worked? Because over those years, officer-involved shootings went down. There were fewer lawsuits against the city for police violence.
Oh, it worked. Absolutely, it worked.
Yeah. Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan says it took 10 years to get better training, stronger policies for the use of force, more intense review of each case of the use of force in Detroit. Would you say that in the course of this consent decree, this federal oversight, that police department culture changed?
I think the police department culture changed, but I think we have to look at what exactly changed. Was it the people that we recruited? Was it the supervision? Was it the management of the police department? Was it the city itself? I think all those things made a big difference in terms of changing or turning the Detroit Police Department around.
Ike McKinnon, Chief McKinnon, finally, you're calling for a National Truth and Reconciliation Commission to establish what you describe as the facts of the Black experience in America. How much should policing be part of this conversation you want to have?
I first had that conversation with Bishop Tutu and secondly with Nelson Mandela, who talked about what they did in South Africa. I think that every police department has to, or city, needs to have that kind of a recognition that there are problems that exist within their respective cities and their departments. And I think it's important for people to recognize and understand that and not deny those kinds of things are occurring. And once we do that, I think we can have a better relationship within the respective communities and the police departments.
Isaiah, Ike McKinnon is former chief of the Detroit Police Department. Chief McKinnon, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.